Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government has accepted the ceasefire deal brokered by its Russian allies and the United States. Syrian opposition forces also said they welcome the deal. However, since they feel neither Russian nor Syrian government forces adhered to earlier ceasefire plans, they are doubtful the ceasefire can hold. And on the streets of Damascus, many reacted regarding the agreement, both for and against the ceasefire. Abdullahi Al-Amari is a student. He believes that this is the beginning of the end of the crisis in his country. Said he believes the truce is not like the previous one. And he said he's demanding the opposition also to separate itself from the Nusra Front and the Islamic State. Beyond the ceasefire, the primary aim of the United States, the United Nations, and non-governmental groups active in Syria is arranging broader access for humanitarian aid. South Korea and the United States have begun their search for radioactive materials following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test. South Korea says that the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders such as Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We have to make sure that North Korea is not able to get the resources further to develop its nuclear program. It is a very serious threat to world peace. It is a rogue state, a regime that seems bent on this irrational, dangerous, provocative conduct, and the global community needs to be utterly united against it.
The UN Security Council met in closed session with all 15 members strongly condemning the underground nuclear test. This is VOA News. Top Afghan officials and representatives of anti-government armed group led by former warlord Gulbuddin Mekmeatar have reported major progress in their protracted peace negotiations. Both sides expected to sign a deal. Groundbreaking development comes at the time when the largest insurgent group, the Taliban, has intensified attacks across Afghanistan and has made territorial gains in parts of the country. Nearly 2 million Muslims from across the world have converged on the Saudi Arabia for the annual five-day Hajj. Ahmed Al-Saman is a pilgrim from Egypt. He says this is the most beautiful feeling to be there, and he wishes all Muslims could be there as well. Iran is boycotting this year's Hajj, citing Saudi incompetence and a poor response by health and safety officials. During last year's pilgrimage, several hundred Iranians were among at least 2,000 crushed to death in a stampede in the city of Mecca. This is not the first time Iran has boycotted the Hajj, but it comes at a time when tensions with rival Saudi Arabia are at a record high over conflicts in Syria and Yemen, where Tehran and Riyadh support opposite sides. 15 years ago today, commercial planes flew into the World Trade Center. They flew there, crashed into the buildings in New York, U.S. Defense Headquarters, known as the Pentagon, outside of Washington, another plane crashing into a field in western Pennsylvania. The terrorist attacks took nearly 3,000 lives on September the 11th, 2001. President Obama spoke about the so-called 9/11 attacks during his weekly address to the nation.
After all, terrorists will never be able to defeat the United States. Their only hope is to terrorize us into changing who we are or our way of life. That's why we Americans will never give in to fear. It's why this weekend we remember the true spirit of 9/11.
Later today, on the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, Mr. Obama will lead a moment of silence at the White House. Later in the day, he'll speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attacks. Samsung is urging users of their Galaxy Note 7 to stop using those phones immediately and exchange them following reports of batteries exploding. Announcement part of a global recall affecting up to 10 countries. Recall of some 2.5 million devices could cost Samsung as much as $5 billion. The company's stock prices closed down 3.9% on Friday. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.